doing a pretty good right roll, Tony. About 5 to 10 degrees right roll and climbing up a steep slope. And Don, here's a great bench right up here. It might be a crater just right in front of us, about 20 meters. Why don't we stop there? Right up there, you mean? I'm talking about right, just really right here. See this big block at about 1 o'clock at 12:30?
Right here?
Yeah, right here.
Okay, we concur with whatever blocky crater you want to stop at up there.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Jacob, it's on a flat bench, too.
Yeah.
And go ahead and park for a nav update, down sun, if you can find a level place.
Okay, super. And Tony, I think we're up at just about the Crown Crater.
Okay. The main thing is to make sure we have a crater that's big enough that punches through any ray material from South Ray.
This one does. Don't worry. This is a 10-meter crater. It's got blocks on the inside of it that are partially covered with fillet material.
Okay.
And that's at 354 at 4.0. Hey, John, how about hooking left? And hey, this is going to be pretty good. And I think we're going to be surprised. Look at those blocks, John.
All right, we think you're one of the sharp Cincos.
I do, too. Hey, can we get up there closer, right in that block, John? You want us to support a wall? Up slope. Seems to be a flat place about right up here. Yeah.
It's almost flat.
But, well, according to the pitch meter, it's not as pegged out.
Hey, fellas, Ken was just flying over and he saw a flash on the side of Descartes. He probably got a glint off you.
Yep, that's us. Man, those mirrors are dusty.
I'm going up here and set it in a crater so it doesn't go anywhere. This looks pretty good. I don't think it's going to go down slow.
Tony, you can't believe it. This view looking back to the east. We see ravine. We see the rim of North Ray that's got some really good blocks on it. Look at this slope. Look what we've been coming up. Man. And what we cannot see in the North Ray, it's above our position.
Okay.
And we can see the whole lunar module. Look at that, John. Okay, 270 on the heading.
Okay, Charlie, I don't want to go back down there and park in that flat, in that crater right there.
Okay. Okay.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. Looks like to me, from my side, if you just turn real sharp left, you'd have it, but that's fine with
but
me.
But it's not flat, Charlie. It's pointing to downhill.
Well, not sideways it wouldn't be.
Huh?
Sideways, we got to park 270. But that'd be fine. Why don't you go down there, John? You probably wouldn't. That big rock. It's cleared it. Which one are you going to park in?
That one down there with that block in it.
The right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good old returnable one right there, John. Hey, we could roll that thing downhill. Look at that beauty climb over those 1 meter blocks. Okay, just about got it. Just about. Great, great, super. Okay, we're parked, Tony, at heading 270, 354, 5.2, 4.1. 100, 100, 70, 68, 68, 85, 100, off scale about 200, 200, and 200, 200. And I'll give you the readings.
Okay, Houston, we're in real bad shape because our vehicle attitude indicator in roll, that's why you thought it was so pitched. The thing is broken, Charlie.
It is, yeah.
It's broken. See, it's flipped off up there. But as soon as we get the TV up, anybody will be able to tell where we're at.
Okay, on the SSD, can you estimate roll well enough for update?
I think we're rolled about 4 degrees left, and we're pitched down about 5 or 6.
Okay,
like
and
that.
SSD?
Yeah, okay. Sun shadow is 9 degrees left. Left.
Okay, we copy 9 degrees. And Charlie, you want to check the DAC?
Okay, checking it off. Stand by.
Charlie, whatever you do, don't hit that brake.
Fine. That is pretty level, it seems like, right here.
Well, that's what I hope.
Back's off, Tony.
Okay, and Charlie, could we have your frame count?
Okay, the mag's empty on the DAC. My frame count is 82.
Okay, we copy. Sounds good.